in between my moments of talking to everybody and doing stuff, I would just sit there and look at everyone's faces and watch them and just be in my head and be saying, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm really here. Hello and welcome to another episode of Goddess Hang.
Episode 82.
I'm Sadie.
And I'm Juliet. Obviously.
And we created Goddess Hangs podcast to make the world of mindset, magic, and manifestation more relatable.
And fun.
And fun. I like can't get in the rhythm of it when I'm not at home and in our studio. I'm like, what is
it? I know. I know. There's also a slight delay.
I know, on the Zoom. So everyone, if you're not watching and you already clued in on this, I'm still in Wisconsin. Juliet made it home safely.
Ooh.
We have a lot to catch up on because, one, it's been a couple weeks since we actually recorded because we recorded ahead a little bit. And then, two, we have to tell you all about our dope retreat we just hosted. It was so cool.
And my magical time in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Yes, which was very special. We hit all the hot spots.
It was everything I dreamed of and more.
I'm glad.
It really was. It really was.
I was thinking, like, I felt like I was I went over to my friends last night and I was like, you know, I thought that like I was like talking up how small Marshfield was. Like, I was like, it's actually bigger than I think. And then I brought you here and I was like, it's gonna take us 20 minutes to get to the other end of town, and it took like 7 minutes, and I was like, oh, never mind, it's small.
Oh, it was very small.
I was like, maybe I've been exaggerating, but it's pretty small.
I feel like we should just start with Marshfield and work backwards.
And we'll work backwards.
Because it's the freshest on my mind.
So tell me your first impression. Tell us the hot goss, how you felt in Marshfield.
Okay, so, and I know that I said this when I was there, but when you're a little kid living in Los Angeles, you read books. There's all these picture books, stories, My Day on the Farm. Okay. And I thought, that's cute. That's in the same way that pirates are imaginary, so are farms.
Pirates and farms are real? Who knew?
I certainly didn't. So when I got there and I saw all of these like picture perfect farms, I'm like, oh, this is America. Wow.
Yeah.
I was blown away. I learned what a silo was.
Yes.
I had to ask what certain signs meant because I don't know what like a snow plow looks like.
It was a snowmobile crossing. Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't know.
A snowmobile is like how you ride like a four-wheeler for fun or like an ATV.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but it has like big blades on it for the snow. So they're for fun. Yeah. I didn't even explain that when we saw those signs. I thought you knew.
No. What do I know about snow? I don't know anything.
So funny.
We were walking into Target and the tornado siren went off.
That was very exciting. Throwback to an old episode. If you remember, we were talking about, will Juliet get to hear the siren in Marshfield, Wisconsin? And folks, she did. Minutes before leaving the city. It was pretty incredible.
Oh my gosh. We walked into Target. We heard the sirens and the guy must have thought we were cuckoo because we ran out and I was like, I need to hear it. I need to experience this.
It was. And then we just stood up. Like we came in, he said, hi, welcome. And then I was like, oh, Juliet, the sirens. So we walked back outside and just stood out in front and we were just like standing there. And I think I was videotaping Juliet. And then we walked right back in and he was kind of like, hello, welcome. Like, are you guys okay?
So I got to hear the siren. I saw all the farms. I saw so many cows and horses, which I loved. I saw some dead deer on the side of the road. That was exciting and different for me. I saw some alive deer, which was also that was exciting.
Great. Yeah.
I saw two rainbows while I was in Wisconsin.
Yeah. We had so much rain, so there's more rainbows.
Sadie took me to the kitchen table. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Where we ran into the Red Hat Society.
That was exciting.
So the Red Hat Society, I didn't realize this, is an organization of women, and they're typically over 50. I guess not always. But if you're over 50, you wear a dark purple outfit and a bright red hat. If you're under 50, you wear a lavender outfit and a pink hat, and they do all these fun little social outings together. And then it inspired us to say, you know, we need a little item of clothing. So when the goddesses are out and about, when you meet up with each other, whether we're there or not, it would be fun to have a little identifying thing. So yeah, we were thinking like a purple, pink, or white bandana. You can like wear it on your head, you can tie it on your neck or your wrist or your purse or whatever, but that'll be our little red hat.
Yeah, that was so cute. I've seen those ladies meet up before, probably there, but it was cute because we looked up sort of like the mission of the Red Hat Society, because I knew, like I had seen them before, so I was like, oh yeah, I, you know, it just seems like it's like older women who meet up and have lunch. I was like, ladies who lunch, I don't know, that's what I, but we looked them up, and their whole mission is like, they talk so much about how it's like a play group, and it's like to play, and the whole mission of this is just for connection and fun. And it was such a cute like validation that we had just left the retreat and we have this community we've built online. And I think that's a big part of what we want our mission to be, is just being able to connect with each other for the sake of connection. Like, we did have like, you know, rituals and workshops at the retreat, but I think if you ask anyone who was there what their favorite part was, it was just sitting around and being with each other and like laughing and hanging out and like just being. And so I just felt, it just felt like a little like sign from the universe, like, look at these sweet little ladies, like you're creating like your own little play group. Like, it, I don't know, I just love that sort of synchronicity. I was like, oh, that's gonna be us when we're the Goddess Things community in 50 years. We're gonna be having little lunches with our band, our sparkly bandanas on.
I know, and it'll be fun to like see other goddesses out in the wild as our community grows, and you can be like, do you listen to Goddess Hangs? Are you one of us? I noticed your sparkly bandana.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, we ate at the kitchen table, which was delicious. We went to Sadie's favorite Mexican restaurant.
And El Mezcal.
And I think one of my favorite moments was just seeing the acres of property you grew up on. And just, I think you took a video of me just running around on the grass, because I'd never like,
oh yeah, I need to post that.
I've never seen so much land.
we live on like a 2-acre plot, and I'm like we're in like a neighborhood. We're in the country, but you know, it's a neighborhood, but we all just have these huge backyards, but that's totally normal to me. I don't even know if I've ever done that in that backyard, like run around in a circle.
Oh my gosh, it was so exciting for me. And then I took a nap under a tree. I was like living the dream.
You were.
Oh, we went to Jurassic Park.
Yes. And if you were following us, if you're following us on Instagram, which I'm sure you are, you may have saw on the Instagram stories, but I thought it was funny because a couple people were like, this was way cooler than I thought it was going to be. And if you're lucky, when you go to Jurassic Park, Clyde Winia, the artist, comes out and tells you about all of the monsters and funny creations you've made. And he's quite the character. And we caught some footage of Clyde, too.
Clyde was so excited. He had his whole comedy skit down.
Yep.
He went from art piece to art piece. Will you tell the bell joke? I mean,
I was like,
so inappropriate, but he's such an old man that it's like, whatever.
Yes. This man is like 90 years old, but he's when we were leaving, he was like on a little tractor, like mowing down a field. He's very active, very healthy. Young man, that's about 85, 90 years old. Mm-hmm. And that's why it was kind of funny. I was like, we didn't care, but I was like, Clyde, you'd be canceled if you were in Hollywood telling these jokes.
Oh, for sure.
But okay, so Jurassic Park, if you did not see the stories, Clyde, he creates these ginormous pieces out of like scraps of metal, old bells, old just like things you could find in a junkyard. I'm sure he's in touch with all of the businesses that deal with welding, and we have big welding businesses and stuff around here, and probably take lots of scraps and things like that. So he makes giant things, and he's got pulleys and levers to make them move, and he's telling you, oh, I can make this one sing and whatever. And so he's giving us the whole tour, giving us the whole spiel, really quick with the jokes. And he has this big mallet that he made this giant bell into a turtle. So he takes this giant mallet, which I'm like, oh my god, this man lifting these huge things, and hits the big bell, and he's like, put your foot on that. And so I did, and he's like, yeah, see, you feel how it vibrates? And I was like, yeah, wow. He goes, you can sit on that. We don't charge extra for that.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh. We laughed. Mm-hmm. We don't charge extra for that.
Oh my gosh. He had so many little one-liners, and then he's like, do you girls want to see a bottle rocket? Which I'd never seen anybody do that. That thing shot up, I don't know, 10 stories high. It was unbelievable.
It was. And then he made another great joke.
Oh my god.
He said, come here, I'll show you how it works. And so we're like, oh cool, you know, we walk up closer and he's like, see this hose here? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, my wife's inside blowing on the other end. I'm a lucky guy.
Jokes for days.
Oh man, he was funny, man. So Jurassic Park was a huge hit.
Huge hit.
That was a good one.
Oh my gosh. Then Sadie took me to the Marshfield Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Where I got to meet elk and bison and two brother Kodiak bears.
Yeah.
Very exciting. They were in their little jacuzzi.
They were splashing around their pool. Yeah, so I guess those are like the only Kodiak bears in the United States, apparently. I didn't double check this, so I'm just telling you what Marshfield people say, because we're very proud of our Kodiak bears. Apparently, so they were rescued as three, two of them bonded and came here. They're rescued in Alaska. Their mother was sadly killed by hunters, and they were orphaned, so they had this, we read it, there's this whole rescue mission. These guys had to like climb up a cliff and catch these three little bears. They were like 10 pounds when they were found. They were little, and they put them in packs, and they climbed back down, and they nursed them back to health, and then two of them bonded, and they got sent here to the Marshfield Zoo, so they're brothers, and then one of them was sent to, like, Ohio or something, and he bonded with some grizzly cubs that were there at that time, that they were about the same age. So apparently, those are the only Kodiak bears in all of the U.S., so it's a big deal, and Marshfield is very, very proud of our Kodiak bears. It was pretty cool.
They seemed so happy. I sort of got the feeling, obviously I would never want to touch a wild bear, but I sort of got the feeling that they didn't realize that they were vicious bears.
Yeah.
Like they just, I don't know what they thought they were,
well,
but
they might not, because they were caught when they were itty bitty little cubs. We saw the pictures of them. They were like, they fit into backpacks because mm-hmm. they had to take them down in packs. So they, you know, I'm sure they're like, of course they're still dangerous, but they, because of instincts and, you know, they're not being trained or anything, but I bet they're like pretty laid back. I don't know. Who knows?
I just have never seen two bears sitting in a hot tub. I mean, it was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
They were just relaxing, looking around, looking at us, and then they were like splash around a little bit. And then they got up. They did have big claws.
Oh yeah.
Like their claws were like that long and thick. Yeah.
So we saw the Kodiak bears, we saw elk, bison, two bald eagles, a screech owl, a barn owl, a couple cougars, and some other animals. I mean, it was just so lovely. And then it began to pour, so we left.
Yeah, it started thunderstorming.
And I just enjoyed being there. I loved it. It was like, some of the questions I was asking, I can't think of them off the top of my head, but I'd be like, so like, what did you do in high school? And like, was there live music? Like, what did you do? Like,
no. Yeah, we were sort of trying to figure out like the juxtaposition of our like teenage years, because obviously we grew up very different. And yeah, Juliet was like, oh, so like, did you like go to live music? Have, you know, did you guys put on shows? I was like, no, we just found like barns. We found cabins to go drink beer at. I don't know. Maybe other kids did that. Sometimes the churches put on like stuff for like younger kids, or not younger, but like teenagers. But I didn't go to many of those. We had some lock-ins at the YMCA. You'd like stay overnight and you'd stay up all night playing stuff. That was pretty fun.
A lock-in at the YMCA?
Yeah, they lock you in.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would do that here.
It was just a bunch of kids. Whoever worked those, I don't, like, wow. Because we were, and then you could just, you know, there was, like, organized stuff, but it's, like, you could go swim, and then you could go play in the gym, and then you could go upstairs, and there's, like, the foosball table, like, and then we would all just be sitting in the hallways, like, hanging out and talking, and there was, like, pizza and stuff, and you just stayed there until like 7 a.m. and then your parents picked you up and you didn't sleep all night.
That would be so fun if you were like 12 and 13, I feel like.
Yeah, I think that was like the age we did it. It wasn't like high school. I feel like it was like middle school age.
Was there a roller skating rink? Did you go roller skating?
Yeah, we did that every single weekend.
Okay, so we do have that in common.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big thing. Not into high school, but like
middle school,
later elementary, and definitely middle school still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I loved Marshfield. It was so.
You saw one more thing.
I saw your dog the Max. World. Oh,
you saw the world.
The world's largest round barn.
Yep. And it. What did you think?
I'll never be the same. Life will never be the same.
I went the way I normally go, and it was like blocked off, and I was like, I'm finding a way to get Julia into the world's largest round barn. So we went around. we got close to it.
It was just, I had so much fun. I mean, I love a town that you can see in 35 minutes. I'll tell you what. I really felt like,
yeah, we did all of this. This was like a 2-hour window to do all, like, spend time at all of these activities and see it all and do it all.
Oh, and you know what? I got to sit on the lawnmower.
Oh yeah, my dad's very proud of his lawnmower. It's Juliet heard him talk about it. What did he brag about? Do you remember?
That you can turn around a tree real tight.
Mm-hmm. They use these on golf courses, Juliet.
Oh yeah. I could not believe the hobby in Marshfield is mowing your lawn. I've never seen more people sitting on machines. First of all, I've never even seen a machine like that, except maybe at like a park. But people would sit on their little lawnmower machines and just ride around their acres of land all day. Like, that was the hobby.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, and it was funny because I think you had gone to bed early, but I might have been the first day. And so we had been talking about lawnmowers or whatever. And then I was just talking about how I thought with my family, I don't think you were there anymore, but I was like, oh yeah, I thought it was so weird when I moved to California, and it's just normal for everyone to have a gardener, because here, if you have a gardener, you're like that's crazy. You're like so bougie if you have a gardener. Like, that's crazy. Everyone takes care of their own lawns and gardens. And like, they were like, even like my aunt and uncle that lived, they were like, even they had a gardener. I was like, yeah, like everyone does. I don't know. It's just, I thought it was weird too. I was like, oh my God, they have a gardener. What? But then now I've lived there for a while, and I was like, well, it's so normal, and it's not like it costs like a lot of money. It's like sort of a just another maintenance thing that you build into your budget or whatever. But they thought it was so crazy that there's like almost everyone has a gardener in California.
A gardener and a pool person.
Yeah, like we take care of our own pool, take care of our own yard, but you know, it's for, I mean, in the winter you have to blow the snow out of the driveway. There's still maintenance to do, but like, you know, the garden aspect, the pool aspect, it's for a very limited amount of time a year. So I guess people just don't go into business as much being that. There's definitely the teenagers on the block that will offer to come mow the lawn all summer or whatever, you know. Or they make their business of like, oh, they're going on vacation, I'll mow when you're gone, whatever. But maybe that's why it's not such a business, because it's not all year round. I don't know.
Yeah. There'd be way too big of an off season. So I loved Marshfield. I loved your dad and your brothers and Heidi. The questions that were asked of me were so funny. Like your brother was like, "So you've never seen like a yard like this?" I was like, "No."
That's you.
Excuse me. Thank you. It was so cute. Or like, what would rent cost if I lived there? Or like, what would you miss the most? Or what would you, and I was like, I would miss a lot. I don't, you know, but I did say I felt like I could spread out in Marshfield. I felt like there was space to take up space, which I liked.
There's a, it's just feels peaceful and like simple to come home. It's easy to be really present when I come home, I feel like I feel very grounded. Yeah, I love that I get to come home here and be here for extended periods of time, but I can never live here again.
I know. Well, I had a layover in Detroit on the way back, and the second I landed, because the Green Bay Airport, there's like four people there. I mean, it just,
Right.
you know. And so I was like, oh, this is nice. And then I got into Detroit, and it was like I felt like I was back in the world again. Like all of a sudden it's like, oh, like here's the diversity and here's the lots of people. And you know, it just felt good. And I took myself to a steakhouse at the airport. I mean, I got a salad, but I really enjoyed it. And I watched the sunset and then I flew home. I tried to move my flight because they had overbooked the flight by five seats on the way back. And they said, if anybody has flexible travel plans, we'll put you up in a hotel for tonight. We'll fly you out at 7 in the morning and we'll give you $800. And I ran to the gate and I did. I was like person number six, the people in front of me got it. Because
Oh.
I was like, yeah, I'll take $800 to fly it tomorrow.
Yeah, you're like, great. I love sleeping in a hotel.
Yeah. But I got on my flight and it went by really fast. And now I'm home. I'm still sort of coming down from the magic that was this past weekend. It was our first ever retreat.
Wait, I want to ask you one more question about
Oh
Marshfield.
my God, please.
Well, my house, because you slept in the basement. Did you feel any energy? Did you have any sort of feeling in my house?
You mean like in a certain room or like with your
Anywhere, but particularly downstairs.
So I felt really comfortable in the room I was sleeping in. I didn't ever walk over to the other side where it's like the computer room and like a little garage area. Mm-hmm. If I were to assess where something might be hanging out, I would probably feel into that side of the basement, if I'm mm-hmm. being honest. But yeah. But what? Why? Why do you ask?
Well, because I've told you, like, growing up, I was so scared in this house, in this basement.
Oh.
And I was just curious if you would feel anything being here, because I still feel it to this day. Like, last night, I left my computer open with Arrested Development playing because I was scared.
You know, I don't know if I was just exhausted or what, but... Okay, if I were to feel into it, did somebody live in the house before you, or were you the first people to live in the house?
There was one family that lived here before us. We knew the family naturally because it's a small town, mm-hmm. but it was a new house when we bought it. They had only lived in it like 1 or 2 years. And nothing weird about like them living here or anything.
I mean, the energy's different downstairs than upstairs. Like I do yeah. feel, it felt a little thicker downstairs, but it didn't scare me. But it felt
so scared.
But it did feel better upstairs.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, when I like growing up in that, you know, I stayed in that room, but this is my brother's room. Now I'm in the room where you were staying, but I always was like, so scared to turn out the lights. That's where I had those like night terrors. And even when I come home now, like when I was sleeping out on the couch out there, I was scared. When I've slept in here, I've been scared. Like every night I go to bed and I just have to like repeat to myself where I'm like, I'm safe, I'm protected, I'm safe, I'm protected. And I get like really, I don't know what it is. And then one night, I think it was the night when you went to bed really early. So you could have been maybe on your phone playing something, or I think everyone was asleep though, but I was hearing this like, I had my show up on my computer and I was hearing this like singing, and I was like, it's not my show. So I'd pause it and I could still hear it. And I was trying to like, it was so faint, but I was like, is this like a TikTok noise? I'm like, what is like, do I recognize this? Does it sound like it's from a show? But even if it was like a show, it wasn't like a song on a radio. It was like weird singing. And I was like, if this is a show, it'd be over by now. Like, I was like really trying to listen. And then I played, and then I got kind of freaked out. So I started playing my show again. I could still hear it. So I turned it off. And then I was like, I don't want to hear something that's not, I don't want to hear something through my clairs. Like, if this is something that I'm hearing, I don't want to hear it anymore. It's freaking me out. And then it stopped.
what time was it? Because I was asleep by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it was at like midnight.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was something, but yeah, it was just creepy because when I said, I don't want to hear this anymore, it stopped. I was like, okay. And I don't know. I don't think, you know, nothing's ever happened. I just have had really awful nightmares down here, and I just always have this fear. I just have fear, and it's so weird. You know, I don't know. So I was just curious if you like felt scared ever, or like it could just be me. I don't know. It's so weird though.
I felt very comfortable. I will say I was comfortable, and I was also exhausted. So I almost feel like my psychic senses would have been not at their highest.
Yeah. Well, anyways, me being scared in my basement. Basements are scary in general, so. Let's go back to the retreat.
Okay. Where do we want to start? It was just the most... Okay, this is the first thing I want to say. It was so fun for us to meet all of these amazing women that we have seen on the internet. And mm-hmm. I believe for them to meet us, because some of the first things people would say was like, oh, you're taller than I thought you were going to be. You're tinier than I thought you were going to. Like, it was just,
yeah.
We had to sort of understand what everybody looked like in the three-dimensional world. And that was pretty fun. And to just like hug everybody and be together. And it felt so natural. Like the whole time we kept looking around and saying like, why am I more comfortable with this group of women that I've technically never met than like family trips I've been on, big outings with big groups of friends, you know, back in school, whatever. It was the most comfortable I've ever been with a large group of people, hands down.
Yeah, it was really incredible. And I felt like that going into it, where I was like, it feels more like I'm headed to some sort of reunion than meeting up with a bunch of like, quote, strangers, because we weren't strangers. We've been talking for a long time. And that's why we made the choice to open up this one to like the Patreon only, just because we were staying like in a cabin together. There was no separate, you know, like a hotel or a resort where you like go off to your separate rooms. Like this was like all together, cooking meals together in the, you know, same living space and outdoor space all day, every day together. It was very intimate. And just to have been, just know each other so well going into it, it was just such a like family reunion vibe in the best way. I mean, better than that, because sometimes family reunions are stressful. This was not. I remember like the first night getting there, and after we had all sort of like hugged and been like squealing and whatever, and just like sitting around outside and just like looking at everyone, and I was just like, holy shit, like a lot of these women I had an Activate Your Magic, and then we had them in Quantum Goddess. So like I've been on video calls with them for like, you know, 9 months straight, seeing them like almost weekly and talking to them and hearing their voice and seeing their faces. And so it just like, my brain was like, I kept like kind of like blinking and being like, they're really here. Like they're real. And I'm sure like it was the same thing for everyone and each other and for us, but it was just, it was the most surreal experience, and I'm really grateful. Like I felt really there. I felt very present. Everything like went so well, like there at the cabin. Like we were like really, we bought the right amount of food. We barely had too much left over. Everyone felt taken care of. Everyone like helped so much. Thank you to everyone who's listening that was there, that like, thank you for pitching in and helping cook and clean and stay organized. And it was just like, I knew it was going to be a perfect weekend, but it was, sometimes you build things up in your head, like a holiday, right? Like you're like, oh, this New Year's is going to be the New Year's. We're going to go out. Everything's going to change. I'm going to lock eyes with a stranger and kiss them at midnight. We build stuff up, and then we get disappointed when we go do it, because it's not as good as we built up in our head. That was not this weekend. I had it built up in my head, and it lived up to that and beyond it. Like, it was the most magical, surreal. I just can't wait to do it again, which, wink, wink, we're planning the next one. We have Bali on the work, so sign up for that now to save your spot. And then we're going to do another Patreon-only retreat this winter. So, hint, hint.
Yeah. That was sort of the big takeaway. It's like, oh, we need to do this more often. Like, this is good for the soul. It was funny. Some of the questions people would ask me leading up to it was like, oh, you've never met these people and you're all going to stay in a house together. And I just knew in my heart, I was like, oh no, it's going to be great. Like they're good people. They're normal. It's fine.
It's like we had met, we knew each other.
Yeah.
So well, you know, it was just like, I think that was part of it. And I think either we said that or someone else said that, we're like, we got together and there was no small talk.
Right.
There was no like, so what do you do? Where do you live? We already knew that stuff about it. We knew that about them and they knew that about each other. So it was very just like straight into the just laughing and giggling and joking around, and not the like the niceties that you have with someone when you first meet them that are great and, you know, whatever, but we got to skip past that all. Like we already knew that about each other, and it was just straight to just being with each other, you know?
Yeah, it was incredible. So the first night was just sort of like everybody getting in, getting settled, relaxing, getting like, you know, absorbing the shock of, you know, everyone's together. And then the party really got started on Saturday, where we had Carly, Rosemary Ink, come in and tattoo most of the women.
Yeah, I think she did 11 tattoos. I got mine on my hand. I got this 888, infinite abundance. So Carly does hand poke tattoo, and she killed it. She worked so hard on Saturday getting all of these beautiful tattoos out. And it's just such a cool, I'm so happy mine's on my hand, because whenever I see it, I'm just like, oh, like that weekend, that'll forever be with that. It's not just like infinite abundance, like money. I just feel like it's like the infinite abundance of like these connections and friendships that we have. Like, it's just the coolest souvenir. And it was so cool to get to offer that to everybody. So shout out Carly, rosemaryinc.handpoke, if you want to find her on Instagram, for bringing your gifts and sharing them with the retreat. We were so grateful to have you there.
And I got a beautiful henna.
Yeah, she brought henna for those people that didn't want hand poke tattoos. There, yep. And Carly, just the double threat. I was like triple threat, but we had double threat. Not only did beautiful hand poke tattoos, but she took the most magical photos of the weekend. So Carly, thank you. Shout out.
Thank you. Go to Carly for your tattooing and photography needs. Look no further. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So Saturday was all about tattoos and crafts.
We did crafting. Everybody made, lots of people made their own phone charms. I taught everyone how to make these, and like friendship bracelets and anklets. That was super fun. So yeah, we had a big craft tattoo day. It was just fun to have like sort of stuff to do, but while all just intermingling and chatting and hanging out. So that was really fun. And then Saturday night, we had a big fun ritual around the fire. We all sat in a circle. We did intention setting and releasing. So we had, everyone had a big bay leaf and wrote on it, and we got together and we went individually, and we used our group intention to support each other and throw those bay leaves in the fire. And then Dree of Life did group Reiki with us, which was also really powerful and special. And it was so funny because we had brought out some champagne and sparkling juice to do a cheers at the end of this, sort of cheers to our intention, cheers to the weekend, cheers to each other. And during the Reiki, one of the champagnes popped open, and it was towards the end of it. So we were all like, woo, like our energy. That was very fun. But that first night around the fire, or the second night, but the first night we did ritual around the fire was really cool. As we were releasing, we were like stomping and yelling and just like letting it all out. And it was like exactly what I pictured us all doing together. Just like that group energy of like, just feeling like, ah, like letting it out. It was very fun. It was very cool.
It was very fun. It had like the energy of a bunch of people watching like a football game.
Yes. Yeah. We're all like jumping like in a circle. We were like saying like what we released, and we're like, fuck that shit. The neighbors, it was before quiet hours, but the neighbors were probably like, what is going on over there?
I know. Yeah. But it was before 10 PM. So they didn't say anything.
We were very mindful of the quiet time rules. We weren't going to scream and shout after 10.
That ceremony was so amazing. And was this the one where like, when somebody dropped their bay leaf into the fire, we all like were touching them in that moment? Mm-hmm. Oh
yeah.
Powerful.
So we went one by one, and we'd all reach and put our hands on the person and send our group intention through them and let them drop their bay leaf into the fire. So it's really cool.
It was.
It felt really good to connect, and oh, I'm getting chills right now thinking about that.
Oh my gosh. So then, that was Saturday. We just sort of hung out, did this ritual, made crafts, got tattoos. I mean, what a day. It's like summer camp, witchy summer camp. That was sort
that
of
was
our,
the vibe. Yeah.
That was the vibe. And then, did people make s'mores that night?
We made pudgy pies.
So I learned what that was. I had no idea.
Yeah, if you don't know what a pudgy pie is, you get these special irons that hold you make like kind of like a grilled cheese. Like you get two pieces of bread and you put whatever filling you want and they go into these irons and you stick them over the fire and they cook. So we made like pizza pudgy pies. Then we had some like dessert pie, like apple pie pudgy pies. And we had all sorts of stuff. It was super fun. We had very like campfire vibe, meals too. Like the first night we like grilled burgers and veggie burgers and chicken and had corn on the cob that we made on the grill. And then we did pudgy pies the second night. The third night we did like baked potatoes in the fire and grilled out again. It was like very fun, very camp vibes.
Yeah, I loved it. Well, and I'd never gone camping. So, and not that this was camping. We definitely stayed in a nice, cool room, but it was a camp experience that I could get behind.
We still had the camp vibes, but we weren't camping.
We were glamping.
Yes.
So then Sunday was the day that we started off with a Divine Spark Collective intuitive movement session. And oh my gosh, that was one of the most magical moments of my life. We all went down this big flight of stairs down to like the rocks by the water. And there was this whole big flat area. And the waves were sort of like coming up, you know, it's splashing us just a little bit. And we all did this incredible intuitive movement. And you could hear the water and you could feel the earth beneath you. And like it just felt so good. That was one of my favorite moments. And I thought, oh my God, this is so cool. Like at that moment, I was like, wow, the attendees are really getting something special this weekend. Like this was one of the many, many amazing moments where I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, and it was really cool because we had Katie of Divine Spark Collective and Quantum Goddess. And so to get to not only experience ourselves like in person, like what she's doing, but also get to share that with the retreat, it was just really cool and really special and really magical. So thank you, Katie. If you're listening, I know you are, for sharing that with us, because it was just, I've never just being like on those rocks, on the water, in a group, and just completely letting go and surrendering and feeling the sun. We were in our bikinis, like it was so yummy. That's the word for it. It was so yummy. It
You know
felt
what?
so good.
You know what I wanted to mention, and either I just had blinders to it or it truly didn't happen. I felt like the entire weekend, and I came home and told this to my mom. I said, I didn't hear a single woman speak badly about their body for a second the entire weekend. I just felt like everybody, I mean, maybe people had their thoughts, I don't know, but it just sometimes we think when a group of women comes together, we're just going to be like hyper focused on that. And I just thought it was so beautiful that we had these just gorgeous, gorgeous women of all, you know, sizes and shapes. And it just, everybody just really seemed to love and appreciate themselves. And that made me feel so good. And I think, I know that you and I sort of do lead by example in that we don't, I mean, we don't really hyper focus on that. We don't really talk about that much. And I was happy to see that that sort of like rippled out into the attendees because there was no time for that. It was so much about like the togetherness in our hearts and our souls and having fun and being present. And I just thought everybody was so drop dead gorgeous and just so embodied, and I just had to make a point of like, it was just really, really beautiful that that just didn't come up.
I think everyone was just we were all very present. So I think when you get caught up in thoughts like that, you're not in the present moment. And we were just all so grateful to be together that even if there were, some people that had fleeting thoughts, I just felt like we all felt really, we were just all so comfortable with each other, I think.
I
We all felt
know.
safe.
I know. And I saw, you know, some of the pictures, you know, so many bikini in the sunshine pictures. And I was just noticing things in my body that I just maybe didn't realize. I was like, oh, like that's a lot of cellulite. And I was like, what I noticed really at the end of the day was like, I look so happy in these pictures. I look so happy and I'm so grateful that I'm so healthy. And it just felt so freeing to be like, honestly, none of that matters. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. It's just very distracting. So I just wanted to say it was to be in that energy was really powerful. So we did our intuitive movement with Katie. It was just magical. And then the rest of the day, some of the girls jumped in the water and swam in the lake. Mm-hmm. I started a trend of bringing down these big sparkly inflatable floats and sitting on the dock so that the waves would come up and splash you, but you didn't have to like get in the water. And that was just so peaceful and dreamy and fun. And then that was the night that we, am I forgetting something in between? I just feel like the day was really about just like being by the water and.
We chilled out a little bit. I will say by Sunday, I was getting a little drained by the afternoon because I had been like heading up every meal and stuff. So I think we really just chilled out for a while because like we just wanted to be together. And I know I personally was like, I just got to like not think about anything for like 3 hours and just be here. Because I saw my grandma already and I was like, Grandma, I just want to say something to you. I want to say thank you because I've come from big families on both sides. And I was like, heading up the meals for that many people is not easy, even when everyone's helping. Like it's a lot of energy. And she like got the surprise look on her face and she was like, oh, thank you for saying that. Because I'll say again, everyone was so quick to jump in and help. And it was so awesome. But I've never been in charge of saying like, okay, it's time to start cooking, like three times a day being like, it's time to start cooking. And okay, you do this, I'll do this, you do this, you do this. And keeping an eye on like, okay, people are starting to snack, so it's time to make lunch, you know. And like, just it was like a lot of mental capacity. And I was just like, man, I have a whole new appreciation for like the matriarchs in my family that always do that at holidays and stuff. But it felt good. I was like, that was something I think I was like nervous and anxious about, was like my ability to do that. And I was really proud. I was like, oh, I did it. And it was no problem. And it all went smoothly. And that's a huge thanks to everyone too, for being willing to like hop in and be like, Sadie, I got you. What can I do? But yeah, that was, I was proud of that. And I was like, wow, gotta thank grandma, all the grandmas for, for the work they do for the families.
you did so amazing. And, if you're listening and you're like, Juliet, why weren't you helping? It's a long story, but I had to come a day and a half late to the retreat. And so I wasn't physically there to help at first. But Sadie just did so, 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 so amazing. And everybody was so wonderful to pitch in. And I thought, every meal that I had was fabulous.
Did everybody a few people said like, oh, this was like a good mix of like fun food and healthy food. And this was, fun to have like camp food. So I think everyone was happy with it. Mm-hmm. And I was proud that I made it happen, because it going grocery shopping for that many people for a whole weekend was very intimidating. We took care of that. And it was cool to, it was, I felt very accomplished. So I did it. That was a big part of my weekend. And then Sunday, after a few hours of playing and laughing and splashing around in the water, we all got ready and put on our, we planned ahead of time to all bring like white or beige dresses to, we had this like picture on our vision board before we ever wanted a retreat. We had these pictures on our vision boards of women dancing in a circle in white dresses. So we had everyone bring a dress and we all got changed, and we did our final evening together, doing a beautiful ritual and taking pictures, dancing in the woods. And it was pretty incredible because the weather got a little iffy. Like the wind really picked up and we were like, is it gonna storm? Right. Of course, then we wanna like go outside and like capture this like beautiful content that we've been dreaming about. And then everything sort of like chilled out. We went out to this spot in the woods and the sun was peeking through the trees at just the most like beautiful, couldn't have planned it if we tried. We just so happened to be ready to like get in there and do the pictures at that moment. So we just have, and thank you, Carly, again, for capturing this, the most beautiful photos that nature said, which is, we got you. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry about this weather.
And that's when the rainbow showed up.
And then there was the rainbow. Yeah. Yep. Across the lake. Yeah. It was, I'm getting emotional thinking about us in all of our white dresses dancing around. We got pictures with everybody. And then I think we had dinner after, or maybe we had dinner before. We all were like trying to protect our white clothes. But then we went inside and Juliet led just the most magical meditation. Our final night, we were writing our vows to ourselves. So the night before, we had set intentions, we had released, and we wanted to sort of close the portal on Sunday night and say, like, you know, this is how I vow to take care of myself. This is how I vow to move forward from here on out. And Juliet led us in a really special meditation. And since I started leading group calls, and I would say in the meditation, like, pretend you feel, you know, the person next to you's hand in your hand, and we would connect our energies in that way. I was like, my biggest dream is to be in this circle and actually have these hands in my hand. So many tears were shed. We were all holding hands in our circle, and it was incredible. I like no words. It was beautiful. I felt my mom super strongly, and I just really felt like I needed that weekend. Like I think we all probably pulled different things out of it, but for me, I've just been going through a little spell of just like sort of like doubt or feeling unsure of what's next. Mm-hmm. And I left that weekend just feeling so connected to my purpose, so connected to our community, and not even just connected to the people that were physically there, but just connected to our community as a whole, because it was just like, oh wow, like these women are real. You know, like, of course they're real, but my headphones falling out. Of course they're real, but to just have them all there in person, I was just like, oh wow, here we are. We're really doing this. Like they are real. And I just left feeling so safe and good and confident and believing in myself again. Like I feel like I was feeling a little disconnected for a few months on and off. And it just really brought me back to reality of like, no, you're really doing this. Like you're not making this up.
It was incredible. I led this meditation and I felt myself float so high, and I felt like I was channeling and being told what to say. And then I would get these very clear images of who needed extra support in that moment, which I'd never done anything like that before, but it would be like, oh, I'm feeling this person, this message really neat. And then I would just get such affirmation of like, yes, that was for me. And it was really powerful. It was really powerful. And when the whole thing ended, I opened my eyes and I see this room full of like my, you know, our best friends, our community, just feeling so much lighter and with so much like hope in their hearts and just feeling so seen and validated and understood. And I did get this like rush of emotion of, oh my God, this is, you're doing it. Like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Like, don't you dare hold this back from people. Like, it was really, really special. Did anything that you wrote in your vows to yourself surprise you or stand out to you?
Okay. I have my notebook over there. I don't know if it surprised me. I can't really remember right now. I felt like it was sort of a jolt of like, it's always been like that. Like, it's like, it was kind of a like duh moment, like, duh, this is. And I've had this since I started my business. I get these messages when I start feeling disconnected, because I know how I'm supposed to be and feel, and I know the tools to get myself there, and I use them. But sometimes I get frustrated that maybe they're not working or whatever. And just this connection between like talking the talk and walking the walk. Because I can get lost in books all day long. I can read and read and read, and there's a difference between knowing how you're supposed to be, or how you're supposed to exist, or how you're supposed to manifest. There's a difference between knowing, and there's a difference between and then living it, right? So I just felt like there was just this, I needed to get knocked into this new level of living it. Like, I've sort of plateaued in my current space. It doesn't mean that I had gone backwards in living it. I just sort of plateaued in this level of living it, whatever it is. And it was just sort of this knock into like, no, it's time to live it deeper, even deeper than you have been, to like level that up. So it was sort of a like, I don't know, I felt like it was kind of a dumb moment, or like a all very obvious thing, but I was like, oh, I haven't been living all of these things, even though I know that that's what I want, or I know, like, does that make sense? Like, I know that these
It
are the things I
does.
want to be, but I'm not always connected to it. And it's interesting, because I went to my Ayurvedic doctor for a follow-up recently. He felt my pulse again, and he's like, your mantra is I am here. And I was just like, I've felt so disconnected from the here. I've been very involved in like, what comes next? What am I supposed to be doing? How do I get there? Where am I going? And it's just like, no, Sadie, bitch, you are here. That's it. Just be. Enjoy
Yes.
it. And I think I really succeeded in that this weekend, and it felt very divinely timed for me to have that appointment and him be like, I am here, I am here. Say that 100 times a day, and then go to that retreat. And just as I would just be in between my moments of talking to everybody and doing stuff, I would just sit there and look at everyone's faces and watch them, and just be in my head and be saying, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm really here, I'm here. So that was sort of, I think, the theme of my weekend, was carrying that through, of just being so super present.
I love
Or
that.
your vows like.
Something came through that I was very surprised by, and I loved it. 'Cause I'm such a creator and I attach so much meaning and identity to everything that comes through me. And the first thing that was written, it said, Juliet Grace, the universe is in love with all you create, but it loves you even more. And it was just like, it's not always about what you're doing. It's how you're being. It's your essence. It's your energy. It's who you are, and that's enough. And it was just sort of amazing to look around at, like, again, a room of just wonderful women, and to be like, oh, I didn't have to put on a show for anybody this weekend. I didn't have to make them anything. It was just about being with them. And that's been very cool. That's been really cool.
Sounds like we're kind of similar, just like being, instead of worrying about like what's the next thing I'm supposed to create or do. It's just like, just slow the fuck down and hang out here in the
Yeah,
present.
'cause it's like, it's, I think part of being entrepreneurial is to be thinking ahead and
Oh,
to be
yeah.
constantly creating. But like this week, I'm really in the vibe of celebrating and being present. And that's just a really yummy energy to come to. Like if somebody feel it is that way, I want to be around them.
Yeah.
So I love that we both sort of walked away with, I mean, not surprisingly, but with similar sort of messages and takeaways. And it just was so profound. And I just love everybody who came so much. And then, so we did our meditation and then we sort of just took it easy the rest of the night. And then in the morning, it was time to say goodbye. And it was very hard to say goodbye to everybody. Very, very hard.
It was such a special weekend. I want to say a couple more special shout outs because I want to say a shout out to our creative assistant, Anna Lynn. She helped us a lot leading up. She helped make these really cool, my ring lights. Too bright. Let me turn it away for a second.
Oh, here. I'll hold mine too.
Make these really cool custom. It says Goddess Getaway 2022. And then everyone had their own name on their cup. And then Marissa brought a bunch of stickers, which I'm so happy. Someone handed this to me and said, this looks like the Sadie sticker, the booty with the butterfly on it. I was like, thank you for understanding me. So Annalyn made these beautiful cups and she also made her homemade soap. And it was this new mold in the shape of a goddess, like a woman's body that was really special through her salon, Divine Cortex. So shout out Annalyn and Divine Cortex for that part of our goodie bag. And then my favorite skincare ever, Magic Shea. I'm obsessed with her glow oil. And she made some custom lip balms for all the girls. So shout out to Magic Shea. We were all, the girls were so excited. So many of them were like, oh my God, I just ran out of mine. We're all already Magic Shea stands. So thank you, Magic Shea. And then, like we said, Carly and her photography, Carly and her hand-poked tattoo. I'll try to remember to put all the links in the show notes that everyone that helped. Dree and her group Reiki, Katie Divine Spark Collective, and her intuitive movement workshop. We did so much over the weekend. I'm like, am I forgetting anything?
Well, we also wanted to have Katie G, the Wealthy Witch, lead us in a little meditation, but we're going to move that to some type of virtual event. So stay tuned for that. Mm. I haven't told this to Katie yet, but she-
or the next retreat. That's what I wanted.
Oh, let's do the next. Yes. Let's do the next retreat. So you're coming, Katie.
So, you know, yes, we ran out of time for that one, but we were excited to have the Wealthy Witch with us, but, we'll definitely work together very soon. And it was just a surreal weekend. Make sure you go check out our Instagram to like see all the fun we had. What else is new with you, Julia? Anything else?
You know, I felt like a very lucky woman. I came home and Victor knows how obsessed I am with like the house being clean. He cleaned the whole house. He vacuumed. He changed the sheets. He went to the market and filled the fridge. I almost never travel, so this was like a big deal. He bought a bouquet of flowers for me. He was like, welcome back. The house should be to your liking. I was like, oh, honey.
To your liking.
So I just came home and felt so loved. I'm so happy to be home. I'm such a homebody. So this is good stuff for me. I'm not sure what else. I mean, that was a pretty big, wonderful experience. And I talked about this on Instagram, but I'm the biggest ABBA fan now. 50 years late. 50 years late, and it's all I want to listen to. It's the summer of ABBA 2022.
Do you know why they started trending on everything again?
I don't know, but I always love when that happens.
I've been a fan of them forever, like, but I've gotten back into them because they've been trending. So Craig's like, oh, are you playing that ABBA playlist again? Because I've been blasting it in our house for weeks. But Mamma Mia is my comfort movie since it came out. Like if I get sick, I'll like play it and it'll like be done and I'll just click like play from the beginning again and I'll just watch it over and over. It's like my happy movie.
I watched it on the airplane and yeah, you know, with it trending again, we were talking about this in Creatrix U last night. You never know when your art is going to hit people. You just never know.
Or talk about Kate Bush and her song that was in Stranger Things, Running Up That Hill. Holy shit.
You just never know. And so when people think like, oh, nothing's happening, it's like, you just never know. Like, I still think that people are going to be obsessed with my songs in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I'm going to have my moment. People are going to connect with it and find it, you know? And I have full faith in that. And it's just, you know, getting to the feeling of creating for the joy of creating, and your moment will come. But yeah, 50 years later, I'm ABBA's biggest fan. So that's been my life. Today I'm, you know, dancing around the house in my, this, you can't really, well, you can sort of see, it's like a disco ball kind of iridescent dress. And I have these like pink cowboy boots with hearts on them. I'm just dancing around to ABBA. Just having the time of my life. Is anything new with you?
Have we recorded since I went to that wedding?
No, I don't think so.
We went to a beautiful wedding of Craig's friends in Santa Barbara, and Craig and I have been dating for over 3 years now, and we've never dressed up together.
Aww.
And it was so fun. I had to take Craig to go buy a suit and get it tailored because he didn't have one. But he looked so good, all dressed up in his cute suit. He had a blue suit. It was just so nice because Craig travels a lot. I travel a decent amount too, but we don't often travel together. And Santa Barbara is such a nice like weekend getaway. So it was just like so fun to like stay in a nice hotel together and get dressed up. And the wedding was so fucking nice. Nice. And just super fun, you know, a bunch of his comedian buddies there, met some cool people, made Craig dance, and it was just so fun. It was so fun. Like, he just looked so handsome in a suit. I was like, wow, babe. And it was funny because a couple of people were teasing Craig and being like, Craig, I didn't know your girlfriend was so hot. And then they were like, actually, like, man, you look really good too. Like, they're like, damn, Greg, you clean up nice. So it was super fun. And the highlight of the wedding was, and I immediately started crying for the actual wedding ceremony itself. Tears. Not super connected to these people. I mean, hung out with them, you know, really love them. But like, you know, they're not my best friends in the world where I should be crying at their wedding. But the first thing to come out is someone holding their son, and he's in a little suit, and I'm baby Gracie right now. So he's a toddler, but you know, still a baby. He looked so cute in the suit. So I start welling up already. Cause I'm like, oh my God, he looks so cute. And then the next thing to come out is their old dog, and he's wearing a little tuxedo. No. And I lost it. And I started crying fully. And I was like, oh my God, he's doing such a good job. I have tears in my eyes thinking about it. And then during the dinner, he just kept sitting by us, and he had his little suit on. And I was like, you look so handsome. We were sneaking him little pieces of, because there was like a charcuterie board. So Craig fed him one and he wouldn't leave us alone. So I was giving him little tiny pieces of like sausage and stuff. And so that was a highlight was, oh gosh, what was his name? Can't remember now. But he did a really good job in his suit.
You know, I love a dog with a job. I'll tell you what.
They love having jobs. They're very proud. He walked down that aisle. He knew what he was doing. Oh my gosh. And he was like kind of old, you know, he had like gray around his, you know, he's just an older dog. He's just, I was like, oh, are you happy your mom and dad are married now?
Oh.
It was very cute. It was all very fun. And it was just, I was like, can't wait to have more things to get dressed up for with Craig. Cause it's just fun to be dressed up with your partner, you know?
Totally.
And let's see. I feel like there was one other thing, but now I don't remember. No, I'm just home. I'm going to go camping this weekend. I'm kind of ready to be home too. Just been gone for a long time. but I'm very excited to go camping with my extended family and I'll be flying back to LA shortly in a few more days. And then I come back to Wisconsin in exactly a month. I realized I fly back to LA on the 6th. And then on August 5th, I fly back here again for another cabin trip. So getting a good Midwest summer, which I'm very grateful for. But, you know, I think that's it. I'm just grateful to be home and with my family. And it was so fun to get to show Juliet my little town. Now she has a frame of reference when I talk about anything. And we still have, now I have to come do the tour of Juliet's like high school haunts and meet her family and stuff. But
oh my God, I can't wait to give you the tour.
I can't wait. It's gonna be fun.
I'm so excited. I'll show you, like, here's the venue where I put on all these shows, and it's they moved, but I'll show you where it was. Here's the high school I went to. I got to see your high school, your dance studio. It was very exciting. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, we really covered it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just been such a nice week. So good. Yeah. And we're already looking forward again, and we're like ready to plan the next retreat. So Patreon babes, keep an eye out for that. We're gonna do a like New Year's themed one in January, most likely. So that we're thinking the theme is gonna be like an abundant new year. And do like intention setting and goal workshops and things. It's gonna be really cool. And we found a really cool spot that we might be able to host it. So mm-hmm. Stay tuned. And when this comes out, Quantum Goddess is starting, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I'm sort of in like that celebratory mode all day, because when we record this, it's the last day people can sign up. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious how that goes. If you happen to hear this and you are in a frenzy that you did not get in on time, just DM us. We may be able to make an exception.
Yeah. Let us know if we still have the spot available. We'll definitely let you in. Literally, it starts like, well, today when it's dropping is a holiday, but literally starts like Tuesday the 5th. So it'll be fine if we have a spot available still. Just reach out. Don't be shy.
And if you thought that our retreat was so fun, you can sign up for Bali for next summer right now. You can secure your spot. If you, mm-hmm. That one's open to the public, and you can
Everyone.
Bring your spouse, your friends, your family, you know, anybody. If you want to be in the know about the next Patreon exclusive retreat, join the Patreon. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of the month. It's the perfect time to join. We have close to 80 amazing babes in there, and it's my favorite place to be, truly. And I spend a lot of time in there, and so does Sadie. And, you know, it's magical. I've never seen anything like it. It's the best.
Yeah, we have new babes joining every month. Like, you're not too late. And every time someone new joins, we always hear, they say, I thought I was going to be behind getting to know everyone, but everyone makes you feel so welcome, and you feel like you've been here all along. And that's so true. Everyone's just so excited to have a new friend to get to know. So Check out our Patreon. What a great week. Thank you for being here and listening to our big catch up. We'll be back in our typical studio next week. I'm very excited. This has been like 3 Zoom episodes in a row, I think.
Yes, I can't wait to be back in person. You'll be home on Wednesday?
Weren't we going to record on Thursday?
Okay, sure. Thursday.
I thought that was the plan.
Great. I'll see you then.
I am back on Wednesday. I fly in, but we were going to record on Thursday.
Okay, I'll write it down. I'm excited to be back in person. It's always the most fun when we get to be together. But yeah. I'm so happy we got to share all the retreat tea.
Yes, the retreat tea, the juicy deets.
You know what? Come into the Patreon and we'll tell you the story of Brittany's dowsing rods.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We got to do some, I want to shout out Brittany, our flight attendant, because she had the coolest stories. She, I was saying, I was like, I feel like a lot of people go into that career being like, because I want to see the world. I want to see all these different places. And I feel like not everybody follows through. But I think Brittany takes full advantage of like when she goes somewhere new, she goes and sees it. And not everyone does that. And I think that's the coolest. And she had so many fun stories, ghost stories, paranormal stories. It was so fun listening. And we got to play with her. She had mini dowsing rods in her quote woo-woo bag that she takes everywhere. So shout out, Brittany.
Yes.
Best multitude of stories award for the weekend. Mm-hmm. The dowsing rods. Well, yeah. Does anyone take a video of that? Maybe we'll put that in the
Discord. I don't think so.
Maybe we didn't. Oh, and we learned something else. That your third eye or any chakra actually,
yes,
when it's open and aligned, it has a magnetic pull. So you can see if you're like your third eye is open and clear by putting a bobby pin on your head, and we would like activate it. We would like feel and pull our energy there, and stick a bobby pin on whatever chakra. We did it with a couple actually, but it was fun to put it on her forehead. And if it sticks, like you're open and activated there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a bobby pin. Somebody tried it. I think I tried a nickel and it stayed.
And we tried it on the heart chakra. And I think someone did it on their like sacral too, or their solar plexus. I mean,
I want to
first, I was like,
try different places and see if it's just there, you know?
Yeah. Well, and then when I put it on my head, I was like, this is just like my forehead grease is sticking to. So I kind of like did that, like wiped off my forehead, and then I put it back on and I was like tipping my head forward and it would still stick. Like even when I lean forward, I was just like, oh wow. But you could feel it. It kind of like tickles.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Because sometimes when I wear a hat, my third eye tickles. I don't like, do you ever feel that when I have a hat on, I can sometimes feel it like tickles there.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when, yeah, you're like trying to intentionally activate it, and I put the bobby pin on, I felt that sort of like tickling sensation. I was like, no, it is really doing it. It's cool. So everyone, send us your pictures of you with the bobby pin on your forehead. Tag us if you put it in your stories that you try. We'll make it the new Goddess Hangs challenge.
Yes. That was another
third eye open.
Another fun camp activity. We found out how magnetic we were.
Yeah, that was fun. So fun. All right. Well, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Goddess Hangs. I'm at I am Sadie Olson.
I'm at Juliet.Piper.
We have all of the links to the beautiful babes we mentioned that help support us over the retreat weekend below. We have the link to our Patreon, our website, our Bali trip, and so much more. So make sure you check that all out. And is there anything I'm forgetting before we say adieu?
We are pre-selling our holographic oracle deck, Quantum Goddess holographic deck. I think there's about a week left to get your pre-order in. It gives you a discount and you'll be one of the first people to receive our brand new, beautiful, magical, glorious deck.
Yes, and we'll be posting lots of the deck on our Instagram, and definitely be doing some Instagram lives with doing a few mini readings with those. So make sure you're following us on Instagram so that you can catch that. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being a part of our community. We always treasured all of you, but wow, it's like a whole new level of appreciation and realization of the power of this community. So just thank you all for freaking being here.
Thank you so much. We love you. You're the best. You're so powerful. No matter what's going on in the world, no one will take your power away. We are an incredible group. And we love you so much. We believe in you so much.
We love you. Bye.